Now, very serious music. I've been told there's huge traffic jams outside. I'm terribly sorry about that. I didn't realise. Now, I'm joined in the studio. I love this music. By Peter Jones. He is an author. Books such as From Invisible to Irresistible. Nearly got that right. How to Do Everything and Be Happy. How to Eat Loads and Stay Slim. How to Start Dating and Stop Waiting. The Good Guy's Guide to Getting the Girl. He does workshops. He's a speaker. What happened there?
I don't know. It's not me. I didn't kill them. Starkin.
I can't do it.
This goes out live, nobody will know.
Why did that cut off so quickly? It's like I had a thing and you just sort of died.
I wasn't supposed to put my foot on this thing down here, was I?
What's that? Is that my throat? It's my double chin.
I was giving you an out. A possibility to blame me. And you just...
When I put this... it goes on to the
website.
No,
nobody goes there. Nobody will know.
Nobody will know. Because basically what I'll do is I'll chop that bit off. And just say, hello, Peter Jones.
And then we'll be straight in.
Yes.
What's my happy music, though?
Well, yeah.
I normally have a theme tune.
Bum holes. I knew. Sorry about that language. Where did that come from? That's really rude.
Said you were tired, but I didn't realise that.
I'm so tired. I've not even played it. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No. You know what? It ties in with what I wanted to talk about today.
I haven't even got my memory stick with me. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's all going to pot.
Yeah.
Are you feeling stressed?
I am feeling very, very stressed.
Harassed,
yes.
It's slightly busier than usual.
I am always busy, aren't I?
Yeah, but you know what? This might be because you know what today is, don't you?
What, the start of the menopause?
That wasn't the answer I was looking for.
That's what I say to my mum. I've got a bit of a headache. That's the menopause. I'm not old enough. Surely I'm not old enough. Should we start the show from now? Try again.
No. And obviously today's bank holiday Monday, but yes. Do you also know what it is? I'll give you a clue. It happens once a month.
Oh dear. I know. It's the full moon, isn't it?
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, it's my question moon. Of the day as well. It makes you go a bit strange.
A bit strange, yeah. Well, it's odd because there are as many studies out there that says that's nonsense as there are that says it's true. But if you ask anybody who works in accident and emergency, if you've got any nurse friends or anything like that, or any policeman, or anybody who works for chemists often say this as well, or teachers, then they'll say something weird definitely happens around a full moon. And I started to do a little bit of research into this, I started to see what research had been done into this. Yep. And I found that there are numerous studies that say that certain things happen, or more likely to happen, at a full moon. It might not be the actual moon that's causing it, but there's definitely a correlation. Do you want to know what they are?
Yeah.
Okay, during a full moon, there will be statistically more births.
Ooh.
People will give birth more, yeah. There will be more animal bites, which considering that right now... where we are, there's a dog show going next door.
Not a good idea, is it?
No, I'm staying here. That's it. I'm here for the rest of the show. There will be more incidents of strokes that turn out not to be strokes.
Oh.
Yeah, odd. There will be more visits to the doctor. There will be more incidents of violent crime.
Well, you might be if you're lucky.
Violent crime? Lucky? You're just looking for an exciting laugh.
No, I wasn't. I just looked at you and I was meant to be funny, but it actually came out sounding really quite sinister and scary.
It was quite scary. There were more incidents of arson and more incidents of... I thought of you when I thought it's dangerous driving.
Go there.
Don't even go there. don't mention that. And also more incidents of eating.
Yes.
Meal sizes allegedly go up by 8% during a full moon.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Wonder why that is.
It's something to do with where aliens, and it's all the pull of the... it's all the oceans and the pull of... you laugh before. It's the magnetic force
aliens.
And all that sort of thing,
that
you know.
That was my first thought.
Interstellar. Aliens. Watch that film, then you'll know what's going on.
Really? Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, I must admit. You don't think perhaps people look at the full moon and think, full moon, that looks a bit like a pizza.
No, it's because I definitely do get a bit... sometimes I can even tell, I just don't feel quite right, and it's to do with... it's yeah.
But have you noticed a correlation with your lunar calendar? No.
No.
No, okay. Around about a full moon, there will also be less cardiac arrests.
Oh, right, yeah.
Less people have heart attacks. There will be, and this is the oddest one of all, bearing in mind that there are more violent incidents, arson, and that sort of stuff. There's actually less alcohol consumed. Significantly less. One study showed 26% less alcohol is consumed during a full moon.
Mm.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
That is peculiar. Also, around about a full moon, people seem to gravitate towards a full moon in terms of making appointments, or they want things sorted out by that date, which they don't realise happens to be the full moon as well. Things actually seem to get busier during a full moon. People find stuff harder to fit in. You know, all sorts of things happen, like people forget to play the intro music, or they forget to bring our stuff with them, or anything like that. Around about a full moon, things get very, very, very busy and very hectic. And now, here's the thing, though. It's not just the full moon. There are other things that happen which are related to the moon as well. In a couple of weeks' time, you know, the moon is full when it's like this at the moment.
Yeah, like they can't see you at home, what you're doing. It's bigger than what you're making out with your hands.
Yeah. Thanks for that. I thought it was a webcam. Where's the camera? It's pointing at you.
Pointing at my shoulder. There we go. They're all men in the chat room.
Oh, that's why it's pointing at you.
Well, it's not. It's pointing at my shoulder.
Okay. Well, it's a very interesting
shoulder. Do you feel moon again?
There you go.
People at home.
It's about that size.
There we go. Lovely. Thank you.
But, like, you know how it gets starts to get smaller and smaller, and then you get tiny little slot, like a thin little edge
of cheese.
Edge of cheese. Yeah. Yes. Well, that's as it gets smaller and smaller, it's called a waning moon. Mm-hmm. And as you get towards what's called what people call the dark moon, when it's gone completely black, okay, you find that sometimes people are more depressed. They're feeling a little lethargic. They're feeling, you know, and that sort of stuff. And that happens during that tends to happen during a waning moon. But also, the flip side of that coin seems to be that people seem to be more creative during a waning moon.
Yeah,
they seem to sort of like have more ideas during a waning moon. It's almost as though as the moon starts to wane, people get reflective about certain things, which maybe is why they start to feel a bit down, a bit, you know, about stuff. But they also start to think, you know what, maybe I could do this, maybe I could do that. And so they find, you know, you find that that sort of thing happens during waning moon as well. So now the whole point of me bringing this up today is not sort of like to freak people out and make people think I'm some sort of like, you know, strange guy. Well, because they probably thought that already, to be frank. Is that if this is ringing true with you, if you find, yes, you know, that is true, during a full moon, things do seem to get busier, I do seem to get more hectic, or, you know, during a waning moon, I do feel a bit more bleh, you know, what I suggest you do is actually implement that into your diary, because that's what I do. So make sure the moon schedule is in your calendar, and sort of like try and work things around it. So you sort of like, you know, work with the phases of the moon. So I find it especially good that if I'm beginning to feel a bit, you know, and then I look at the calendar and discover it's a waning moon, it instantly makes me feel better, because I think, oh, that's why. Why it is. Or if things are really, really hectic and I look at the calendar and it's a full moon, there's a reason for it, and it makes me feel an awful lot better. But if you think this whole moon thing is a whole load of nonsense, then there's probably other things out there which happen on a regular basis, which if you build into your diary, allows you to manage them a little bit better and consequently be a happier person. Like I thought of school holidays. I put school holidays in my calendar. I haven't got any children myself, but, you know, I've got nephews and nieces, and I've got a mate of mine called Pat, and he's a teacher, and you can only ever see him during school holidays. So, you know, I put the school holidays in my diary so that I can move things around so that, you know, to accommodate them. Public bank holidays, if you work for yourself, that's always a useful thing to put in there. Because you realise that, you know, that day nobody else will be in work when you're in work. Daylight saving, you know, that day when it catches you out and you get up and you think you've got up early and in fact you've got up an hour late. You know, those sort of things. Menstrual cycles, just throw that in there, move straight along. Those things are good things. Not necessarily of your own, but, you know, other people, you know, it's a useful thing to do. And so I put all of those things in my diary to allow us to manage time, because being happy is, I think, one of the key ways to be happy is to manage your time so that you're taking control of your life.
Yeah.
And that's really it. That's what I've got for you today. Did we have any feedback back from the question of today to do with the moon?
Let's have a look at the moon question. Talking about moons, my mum and dad, when they were going around to visit my auntie Win and Doris, he used to live in Romford, and they lived together for years. Now, there were a couple, we didn't realise, I didn't know then, because I'm going back about sort of, you know, they lived together, this is like 56 years ago, but they obviously were a couple.
Yeah.
Which is really ahead of their time. Mm-hmm. Auntie Wynne was about 6'1". Right. She's my aunt, but 6'1" with size 10 feet.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to me. Well, that side of the family. Anyway, mum and dad were going over. This has got nothing to do with anything, but mum and dad were going over there to visit. And as they pulled around the corner into the road, as the car lights went across the road, there was three boys who pulled their trousers down and were mooning. That's just that just made me think of that story. And they and Mum went, Dennis, and my dad just laughed. No, it wasn't my dad, but it's just what you mean. You won't believe what happened to us. I turned around and see visit Auntie Winnie Doris, and so turned around. The it was a bit like that scene from Greece.
Yeah,
you know when it goes three bums.
All right, there you go.
Is that anything you've ever done when you were? Do people still do that now? It's not. People don't have fun back like we used to do in the old days with things like that. Not that I've ever done it, but you know,
It was the old thing you used to do out of train windows. That was the idea, wasn't it? But you can't do that nowadays because you can't. You know,
local author arrested.
I haven't tried.
It depends. It might seem funny to you to flash your bottom out of the window.
If you are
in a full carriage of people, they're just going to get the frontal nudity, and you will be taken away.
This is so typical with you, isn't it?
Well, it goes into nudity every single time. Right, here we go.
We start talking about something quite sensible, and suddenly the whole thing unravels, and now we're talking about flashing people on trains.
There we go. Now, here we go. Question of the day, bank holiday. It's bank holiday. Some of you know it's a full moon. Does the full moon make you go a bit freaky?
Yes.
Now, let's have a see. We've only got Daniel's come back. He said, not sure. Will it make you feel better if you dress up as a... Would it make you feel better if you dress up, Peter, as a clown? Would give everyone a laugh. What is that about?
Because on the question of the day, you also then said to me, if you need to come in and cheer me up because I'm feeling very down at the moment. I had a car accident the other day. I'm piling on the pounds.
Yep.
And blah, blah, blah.
Grown moustache.
Yes, you said, you said that as well. And I said, has anybody got a clown costume out there? So Daniel is actually answering my question, not yours.
Well, it's been really good. I don't know what's happened to the question today. Sometimes it's really busy today. People are like, they're not joining in. They're not interested in my question today.
Because the weather's nice out there.
Yeah, they've gone out.
Nobody's listening to us.
Right? I told everyone it's going to snow today.
To try and keep them indoors listening to us.
And then they've gone out.
You will do anything for listeners.
I have to apologise to Roger, who just turned up at the window, saw you sitting there.
Yeah.
Because I didn't think Roger was in today because it's a bank holiday. Right. And he normally comes in on a Monday at 11:30. He was like, who's that sitting in my seat? So I waved him off. He's going to come back later.
Okay. What does he normally do then?
He's the CEO of the Brentwood Centre. Yeah, so really a person I should have been a bit more respectful to.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And I'm sitting in his seat. I'm doing his slot today.
Yeah, well, he'll come back.
What does he normally talk about? I'll
things that are happening at the Brentwood Centre.
Okay, can't help you there.
No, you can't. So what is that? What's coming up for you next? Because you are an author. Have you, what books are coming up? What are you doing? Have you got your new book?
I've flipped from doing non-fiction for a while because I did all my non-fiction, hence Happy Club, you know, that How to Do Everything, Be Happy, first non-fiction book. And then I've flipped now to doing more fiction rather than non-fiction. So I had The Good Guy's Guide to Getting the Girl. Sounds like non-fiction, not non-fiction. Yeah. That came out in September, and I'm currently working on a new book, the working title of which is The Truth. And hopefully that'll be out by the end of the year.
No other can't give us any other little bit of, you know, keeping it. You can't. Might be other writers out that can nick your idea.
What is it about? I can tell you briefly what it's about. It's about a 30-something-year-old guy who has always wanted to be an actor, but he's never ever made it onto the stage. But he has managed to pick up a couple of very odd acting jobs. He's the a boyfriend to a high-flying city executive lady who needs a boyfriend, so he's effectively an escort, if you like. Mm. He's also a he plays a French entrepreneur for a lady who's trying to secure a business deal with her restaurant, and he also pretends to be a flirt coach for a lady who runs flirting courses. Mm. And he does these three peculiar acting jobs, if you like, and then one day he finds himself in the position where he has to be two of those things at the same meeting.
Mm. Is this based on anything that you might have done yourself? It does sound quite familiar.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I did do a flirting course.
Yes.
I did do a flirting course, which you'll know if you've read one of my books. So I did, I've obviously lifted some of that. And I have got a passion for theatre, and I do like acting. And, you know, I've always had a passion for the theatrical sort of side of things. Mm. So, and it's nice to be exploring that in this book.
Yeah.
And I'm really enjoying writing about Will. So, which is his name, William.
Oh, like the sound of him already.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know. So, yeah, that's the book I'm working on at the moment. That's a novel that should be coming out end of the year, maybe. Mm. I've said it now. I've committed myself now.
End of the year.
I want to finish writing it by the end of the summer, and then obviously there's all the stuff that happens after that.
Now, it's peterjonesauthor.com is the website. You can find out loads more about Peter. Yes, next time you come in, because you haven't been in, this is why you've not been in for months, not you'd not even bothered, right? And then you come in and start moaning because I've forgotten about your theme tune. Well, it's because I'm not, I was saying you used to come in once a month, have a chat, talk about Happy Club, blah, 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 blah. You know, because you've not been in for months and months, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. So you didn't get your theme music, you got nothing, and then you talk about my poor mum and dad going round to see Aunt Winnie and Doris.
Okay, I will try harder next time.
Yeah, we'll try, like, see if it's 6 weeks, I won't forget.
Right, okay, I will try.
And I love the way he came to the door and went, I didn't bring any biscuits. You're lucky I didn't just kick the door.
No, I did give you a reason why there was no biscuits.
Because all the shops had sold out, apparently.
That wasn't the reason why I like it. We'll stay with that one.
No, I've been telling everybody today there's been no traffic
chaos
on the roads.
No, it's absolutely chaos. Out there.
I didn't know. Tell everybody the travel report.
I'm looking at my TomTom, which is saying you're going to be arriving at 10 past. No, it's going to be quarter past. No, 18 minutes past.
Where is the traffic jams? Please tell everybody, because I've been saying it's clear.
I don't actually know. All I know is that Tom changed his mind several times about which way he went. I came the most obscure route today. First of all, because I came from South End. They took me all the way up to the
M25. Yeah.
Then probably brought me back. Then took me down Wiggly Lane, is it?
Wiggly Bush Lane. Wiggly Bush Lane. It's so lovely.
Great name for a lane.
For a lane, for, not a bush.
And there was a country fair going on there, that for starters. Yeah. And then I was going around all these little roads, tiny little roads. And then when it brought me out, just sort of like behind the Brentwood Centre, where there is traffic everywhere with everybody trying to get in for this dog show.
Yeah, and you haven't even got a dog.
I haven't even got a dog.
There we go. Just be careful, because it is lunar today. So it's lunar, as you heard from Peter. You will be be careful about dog bites, because dogs are more vicious, aren't they?
And be careful on the roads. Road traffic accidents.
I parked into a concrete block that somebody really selfishly put on their little bit of a drive. I wasn't going down a country lane. Right. Do you know what I'm going to do? I know where you live, mate. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to chuck glass or something down there.
No, why?
Because it was. I got caught down a country lane and couldn't turn around. I wasn't going to drive onto their property. I'm sure it's not actually their property where they put the gate. It's like a little bit of a... And they put down a concrete block, which is lower, because I've got sensors on my car which go beep, beep. Mm. And they didn't work because it was lower than that. And then I caught my car on the block. If they'd have come out, I would have probably put my foot down and driven straight through the gate and at them. With the concrete block hanging onto the back of my car. Because that's how it was, just really miserable.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And it was even funnier when we got about six blokes trying to bump the car and I'm still sat in it. I went, shall I get out? They went, yeah, I think so. Should I get out? I was like, this is a bit uncomfortable. They're like, get out of the car, you fat old trout. I'm so sad.
They did not say that.
I didn't know what to do. I'm sitting there holding the steering wheel.
I can understand that. You might have had to do some steering at some...
I don't know what I was doing. Anyway, it's nice to see you. I better play some music and then do some ads and stuff.
Okay. I'll see you soon.
Yeah.
And I'll bring some chocolate biscuits.
Did you like that biscuit? That's Marks and Spencer's. That's an expensive one.
It's not just any old biscuit.
No, it's the chocolate covered Marks and Spencer's biscuit.
It really is. It's very chocolatey.
Yeah. It's more actually more chocolate than biscuit.
Yeah, I know, which is unusual.
Mm. He's busted, you said no. If only.